Welcome to Becoming a Soulful CEO. Get ready to shake out plans smaller than you know you are, be expanded to embody your soulful CEO vision, and activating your movement to take form through soul-changing experiences. I'm your host, Bex, spiritual business mentor, brand strategist, experience creator, and your soulful CEO expander, holding the torch for you to walk in the light. Our mantra: when you lead with soul, leverage your strategy, your power to serve is amplified. Welcome to Becoming the Soulful CEO, empowering you to becoming the leader you always needed. Ready to shake things up and infuse your expertise and energy, creating group programs and a whole experiential nature that you never knew existed? Let's dive into another powerful, potent episode of the Soulful CEO Way to Doing Business Differently. Welcome to another episode. Oh my God, today is going to be juicy. I am taking you behind the scenes of what happened leading up to the podcast, what I was navigating, the things that came through, the unexpected things that happened. It honestly was a wild, wild month before this podcast launched, and it's really, really important. And it's very important to me and very much aligned to me as a leader and my brand to show you all sides of becoming the soulful CEO. And I realized that sometimes what can happen to me is things move so fast, like very, very fast, subconsciously with the healing, with the strategy. It moves so fast that sometimes I forget to really show some of the behind the scenes and some of the things I'm navigating and some of the things I'm moving through, because sometimes I don't have the words for it. Sometimes things move so fast that I kind of need to catch my breath to actually then come on and share and show some of these things that I'm navigating through, because it's so, so important. So this is really the start. And this is why I just love I've got this podcast. This is really going to be the start of me really diving into more of behind the scenes of my business, some of the things I'm navigating, the good, the bad, the messiness, like all of it. Because when we talk about evolving and becoming the soulful CEO, like, you all know it's not always pretty. There's messiness in there. There's things that come up that need to be healed. There's things to work through. And what we see on Instagram is the end result usually of how things like podcasts or your course or group programs, how things are launched at the end. So we see this end result of the podcast launch, the end result of the group program and the people who have joined and how amazing it feels when they're in. And these things are all great, but what we aren't always exposed to is what it's taken people to get to that point and what people have navigated to get to that point. And I just think it's one of the best things that we can share, and we can also hear from other people as well, because it really as well shows us that people are human. And sometimes I think when we think these big things that are launched and they're amazing and they look amazing from the outside, sometimes it can give the impression that just people are superhuman and that there's nothing that people are going through to get to that point. And I just strongly believe the more we can share and be open and show the real, like, authentic, vulnerable things of what leads to this, the more we can encourage, and the hope that I have is the more that I can then encourage and empower you to move through this yourself and lead yourself through this as well. Because when we don't see all the sides of a picture, or we can just see the Instagram highlight reels, we can just see the things launched, we can sometimes kind of spiral a little bit and think, why does this feel more difficult for me? Or why am I going through this? And we don't always know that other people are going through those things as well. And when we hear other people are going through it, then suddenly it's like, it's okay. And we can bring the biggest thing with this is, I think it just brings this lightness and this kind of more fun, light energy of, do you know what? Sometimes we don't have to take it that deep. Sometimes it's not always that deep. I literally have been using this metaphor because I'm out in Greece at the moment, and the other day I went on a tangent. This is why I love this podcast. The other day, I'm such an explorer, and I'm out here by myself for a week, I was planning on working, and then I was like, do you know what? I need the time for me. I need to reconnect. I need to rebalance. So I'm not working. I've done a little bit here or there, but I took the decision to not work. Anyway, so the other day I went on, I hopped on a ferry, as you do. I'm in Crete and was going to go to this island and then another island. Essentially, long story short, went to the first island, ended up being like nothing there, which I do love when there's nothing there, but it was kind of like, it's not quite the season here yet. So a lot of things were closed. And I literally felt like I was in like, I was going to say Shutter Island then. I love that movie. Not that, because this is definitely does not reference the same things, but almost like, I don't know. I was on like a remote island somewhere, but there was nothing really there. And it was kind of cloudy as well. I was like, oh God. Okay, Bex exploring doesn't always go to plan, but I love the feeling of exploring. Like, I'm just such a like wanderer and a little daredevil when it comes to things like this. And I love being in that energy. But anyway, the point of me telling you this, other than the fact I went to one island and then I hopped on a ferry to another island, then I was at that second island and thought I was going to get stuck because the ferry that I just got off apparently was the last ferry back. And I was like, great, taking this too far, as per usual, Bex. I literally messaged my boyfriend and he was like, typical you, like pushing the adventure too far. But anyway, so I was sat on the other island, managed to get a ferry back. But the point with this is, I was on a lot of ferries, basically, staring out to sea, and I just love the sea. I find it so peaceful and so calming. Probably because I've just got so much Aries in my chart, so I'm like, get me in the water, like, oh, just such the rebalance. Anyway, I was staring a lot to sea, and it literally, the metaphor of like, it's not that deep, just came to me. There's nothing like staring out to sea. And honestly, looking out and just being like, wow, I'm like one tiny little speck in this whole universe. And you're looking out to sea. And I always think, like, oh my God, there's so many things in the sea. But it just really, I think, grounded me in it's not that deep. And I come back to this mantra quite a lot, actually, because I am a very, deep thinker, and I love that about myself. I go very deep. I'm very soulful and very intuitive. I go very deep, but then I'm very in the subconscious as well. But then also what can happen is because I bring in the strategy and the way that I work is like obviously the soul and the strategy. Sometimes it can be a lot. It can be like going deep with the soul, deep with the meaning behind things, deep with the healing. Okay, now in with the strategy part of my brain that is like very much where a lot of my strengths and structure and everything I do, a lot lies in there. But it can mean that I go very deep with things. And this is why this mantra is not that deep is so, so powerful because it can really catch us when we maybe are really kind of spiraling, not always spiraling, but we kind of just need that moment to like zoom out and realize it's not that deep and realize actually come back to that feeling of like, my God, I get to do this. I get to do this. I get to have this business and I get to help people in the most incredible way. And I get to do this. Like sometimes we forget how freaking incredible and like privileged we are to be able to do this work because we can get caught up on it being hard and it is hard and that's fine. But I think sometimes it's just that reminder of like it doesn't have to be that deep. And by me sharing kind of what I was navigating leading up to the podcast and all the kind of like the ebbs and the flows, the ups, the downs, the sideways, the bloody waves crashing in, that's what it felt like. By sharing this, hopefully it can just bring a bit of lightness to what you're moving through as well, especially when you're doing something that feels really stretchy or it feels like, quote unquote, like moving to that next level. It feels like it's really pushing you more outside your comfort zone than what you usually would be. When we're in that space, we all know that's when fear's heightened. We all know that's when our ego, our body, our subconscious is trying to keep us safe. So, I really want to just share this journey and this podcast as well. I'm gonna be really taking you a lot behind the scenes and really sharing with you what I'm navigating. I want it to be real, real and real raw as well to give that voice. I always think it's so much better, like when you hear people's real sides behind things, and actually you then have that kind of feeling of like, do you know what? We're all human and they're going through that too. I'm going through this. Wow, okay. I can now feel empowered, and you can hone in more on that personal power because you know it's not you, and you kind of like can pull yourself out of any victimness that's going on, and you can really step back in to that personal power, feel empowered, because again, it's that mantra, it doesn't have to be that deep. It doesn't have to be that deep. Okay, this is going on, this is crumbling, this has hit me in the side with a bloody wave. Okay, it doesn't have to be that deep. How can I bring lightness? How can I embody myself with CEO energy? And how can I move forward with this in a way that's gonna feel good for me? So, where should we even start? Let me have a little sip of my coffee. So, the first kind of reflection I have around the podcast is I just realized especially when I came to Greece and I changed my environment, I changed the energy, and I sat here, took a few days to really just rebalance. I started reading this book called Me Versus Brain. It's actually hilarious. It's the author is a comedian, and she basically talks about her and then the intrusive thoughts that drop in. The intrusive thoughts were quite intrusive, I'm not gonna lie, but it kind of brought this lightness to a lot of these thoughts or stories or limiting beliefs that can drop in. And as I was reading it, less about the intrusive thoughts, but more just around the connection to how maybe some of these voices were really starting to play out for me with the podcast. And I have support around me that I work through all of this mindset, which is great. But I think one of the biggest things that I realized on reflection with the podcast and through reading this book, I was like, this is what landed, was how much pressure I had been putting on myself. How much pressure, those little perfectionist tendencies creeped right in. How much pressure I had been putting on myself for this to be the perfect podcast, the perfect way to launch it. And honestly, it felt like I put it on a bit of a pedestal. Because what happened leading up to the podcast idea dropping in, or knowing that, I mean, I've always wanted to do a podcast, but knowing that it was the right time and that this was my next move, what was leading up to it, and I speak about this in episode one of my story, was really around when I was in Cape Town in January. It's always in these different locations. When I was in Cape Town in January, I really had that deeper embodiment around knowing what this movement is, how I'm here to own it, and really kind of like everything really, really deeply embodied of who I was becoming and my next move with owning the movement, owning this next stage of my business. And then after this podcast dropped in. So the thing with the podcast is, it really felt like, and it is, but this is why it's probably on a pedestal, but it really felt like it was the first real step into fully owning becoming the Soulful CEO as a movement and really fully owning this is who I am as a leader and this is how I do things. And because of all that, there was so much excitement around, oh my God, this finally, like everything had so just dropped in very recently in January around the movement, around really like refinement had been happening for so long that so much had really dropped in. It was literally like so much flooded through me on what the next steps were that it kind of was a little bit overwhelming. Like, so it was like I was fully open to receiving that it was like the podcast dropped in, the new group program I'm going to be doing in May. Like, suddenly it was all connected. It was like everything that had before been refining or had been questioning had suddenly dropped in, this podcast being one. And I was so excited because the podcast finally was almost like this was like the action that came out of, wow, all of these things have suddenly refined to the point of it's now go time. I spoke about that a lot in episode one. But it felt like this podcast wasn't just a podcast. It's kind of like that was the surface thing, but everything that was happening beneath it was like, wow, this is the moment where the Becoming the Soulful CEO movement, in essence, felt like it was really being born. Like, felt like it was really it. Felt like the brand was really here to embody it. Felt like I was so ready to own who I am and how I'm showing up now, even more evolved as a soulful CEO. So it was more what the podcast was representing for me. So with that, there was so much excitement around the podcast and all these things I wanted to speak about and the movement and just getting my voice out there in a different way. It was so exciting. But, and this is where we can have both. But what was also happening was this underlying pressure that I was putting on myself for this perfection to creep in. And for the perfection in a way of like I love a good strategy. It like literally lights me up. I love a strategy. When I think about launching anything, whether it's a group program, in this case it was the podcast, when I think about launching, I really love with launching the creativeness. It's not even a word, but the creativity you can do around launching. I don't go into my launches the same way as what other people do, and it's kind of a little bit boring. The way I see launching is very experiential. And again, this gives you an insight into how I work with my clients with launching, but group programs. Everything I see is very experiential. So how can we experience it? What's the feeling we want to bring across? What's the even with the movement, what's the feeling around that? So with the podcast, it wasn't like I would be able to just bring out the podcast and have a normal launch of tease it in and then it's here. Like for me, I don't launch in that way. For me, launching and how I help my clients, which is just so different, is very experiential. So the launch was really about becoming the soulful CEO, the podcast, but it was really about how can we bring this to life? How can we bring to life becoming the soulful CEO? What is the energy I want to be brought across? How can I bring that across in terms of the background, the what I'm wearing, my energy, like the whole 360 of what you'd pick up around the podcast, the songs that were played, like so chosen, specific to the words, the vibe, the energy. And this is really like this whole experiential way to look at launching massively has changed the game for me. And it's so creative because you're not focused on how am I going to launch? Say if it's a group program, you're not focused on like how am I going to launch the group program. It's like that group program, what's the feeling of it? What is the not just the transformation, but what is the feeling of the transformation? How can we create that feeling through your imagery, through the music you use, through what you're showing? So we create a lot more through showing versus telling. I'm going to do a whole episode on this because this is a serious game changer. But with all of that, so when I was thinking about the podcast launch, it wasn't just let's just launch a podcast and put it out there. Me being me was like, okay, this is a whole like experiential, creative explosion, basically. But with that, there was a lot of pressure I was putting on myself. I was putting it on this pedestal for it to be like, this is the thing of stepping into XYZ. Like that pressure was a lot. And so what came with that, I'll talk through all of the ups and downs, but one of the things that came with that was when this fear started to creep in, and I'll talk about where that came from, but when I had this fear coming in around the podcast, because of this pressure I was putting on myself, it's almost like my head and my soul was right there with this version of myself, but the fear, sorry, that was coming in was almost the level that I was at. And when that fear came in, it brought up a lot of shame because I was not expecting the fear. And I don't mean that in an ego way. Well, it is coming from my ego, but I didn't think it would feel that scary. I thought I could jump on, I could talk, like I'm literally loving this right now, just talking. But because of the pressure I was putting on myself, because of it being on this pedestal, there was so much fear that kind of creeped in. A lot of stories that came up. And that completely threw me off. It completely threw me off because in my head, my ego was like, why is this fear feeling scary? Like, why is this feeling any different to when you're owning things in the group program, when you're leading your group, when you're leading your soul clients and your one-to-ones, the stories, the videos? Like, why is the podcast any different? In my head, it felt like the same thing, and my ego was saying it's just the same thing. Why is your body bringing up this fear and you're feeling it in your body, yet your head is like, nah, it's the same thing? So with that, a lot of shame came up. That's the bit, like, that's a huge thing. A lot of shame came up around, why am I feeling this way? Why is this coming up for me? Alongside all of this, the reason this was all bubbling and the reason the fear was there, when I was working through this with my mindset, there was so much like unhealed traumas, experiences surfaced, a lot that was there to be seen, to be healed, to be broken apart. A lot of friggin' crying, the somatics, the aggressive dancing, the getting it out. Like, there was so much of that in a way that I was not expecting at all. And now on reflection, I kind of look back and see the podcast. The podcast is just the surface thing. When it dropped in, the idea of like, now's go time to do the podcast, of course that came after the moment of me suddenly being like, right, it's go time with the movement with who I am. Because it wasn't really, it was less about the podcast and more about what the podcast needed to do for me. That podcast needed to come out for all of this other stuff to be seen, to be like mirrored back to me, for me to work through. And that's why this podcast has been incredible, because of all of this stuff I've now seen, worked through, continue to work through. But that was a lot. And because it all kind of felt like it kept me off guard, which happens sometimes when we have these things in our subconscious, we don't always know we're there. Suddenly we see it and we work through it. It can happen really fast and it can catch you off guard. And I was there moving through all of this with then kind of the shame around the ego being like, why is this a big deal? Because all of this stuff had obviously been there for so long and needed to be seen and needed to be worked through. Plus, all of this as well, plus all of this, then there's eclipse season. Then we move through eclipse season. I was like, just take a coffee. I was like, oh, I'm like breezing through it. I'm like breezing through it. I'm fine. I'm just doing a lot more mindset work. So obviously, I'm moving through a lot more things. The eclipse season, I'm an Aries sun, Aries moon, Gemini rising. Also, not an astrologer at all, but it was activating Chiron, right? Not that I know too much about this, but I was researching and my Chiron happens to be in Leo in my house of communication as I was bringing out a podcast. So it makes complete sense that all of this was showing up, all of this, all going deep into the shadows, was all showing up for me to work through. It all makes sense, but literally, it's like sometimes when you realize these things, you have to just laugh because it's just what is life? But anyway, so it was eclipse season. That was a very, very unexpected strong energy for me. Like, I really felt that. And I got ill a couple of days. Like, I felt like I was like, oh my God, I do not know what is happening, but this is really like wild and really strong. There was also people from the past that dropping in, people following me from the past that just dropped in the day before my podcast was about to launch. Like, honestly, it was wild. There was the day before my podcast, but I was literally like, seriously, what is happening? Like, there was so much I was moving through with my mindset, with this, with the somatics, all of the things that were resurfacing that I was moving through. There was also the eclipse season, the Chiron and Leo in communication, and then these people dropping in right before I'm bringing out the podcast around my story, which kind of related to the people that were dropping in. So wild. I was like, oh my God, there is a lot to be seen here, Bex. There is a lot you need to bring up and to be seen. And it took me even when I sat down to record the trailer, I honestly thought I would just record the trailer. That would be it. Great, do the episodes. But honestly, it took me a whole, like, literally, I'm not joking. It took me about a whole week to go through and actually work through recording those first three episodes because of all of this stuff I was working through as well. I'd record it and then there'd be something else. And one of the things I really did, which was very, very needed to happen for me, it does, I do think it depends on your energy, but I do also think when there's a lot of fear, this needs to be done, is putting a deadline in place. Like, obviously allow yourself to be flexible, move the deadline, but for me, the deadline was flexible to begin with as I was moving through all this. And then it got to a point where I was like, do you know what, Bex? You need to just put the deadline in and you need to just do it. That's it. You need to do it. You need to go to the gym. You need to go to yoga. Do what you need to do in the morning. Do your rituals. Feel good. Do the things to feel good. But then you need to do it. And I really created space 1 week and I recorded them. And when I hit record and started talking, I literally was like, oh my God, this feels incredible. I was like, this is, I love doing this. It was all of this mess around it. And that's when I knew I was in this space, in this middle part of like who I was becoming. Yet again, I always say becoming the soulful CEO is an evolution. It's always these circles. I was in this place of stepping into that new identity version of myself versus still having one foot in the other. And that's what I was kind of, that's kind of where this push and pull happens from. And it's where this fear is very high because your body and everything is trying to keep you where you are. But my soul and that vision is so strong that I'm like, I know where I need to go. I know myself and I know my soul self and I know who I am here to become as a soulful CEO. That if I was not doing it, I knew it was my own excuses. I would sometimes catch myself and call myself out my own excuses and literally be like, Bet, you're giving that as an excuse because you're moving through this right now. And I'd call myself out on it because I'm very clear and I'm very connected to who I am as a soulful CEO, that it's literally my anchor and my guiding point that makes me know without a shadow of a doubt what things are aligned for me and what things aren't. And that doesn't mean I always get it right at all, but it means like that's my guiding light. That's what keeps me in my lane. That's what keeps me doing what I know is right for and aligned. You can have the nuances of the good, the bad, the messy, because there was so much magic in this time. So much magic. Because I was doing more, a lot more inner work. I have been doing a lot more inner work, well, definitely from December, which is why things are moving so quickly, but especially around the time I was doing so much work. And I remember having a breathwork session, going to breathwork, and so deeply connecting to my inner child and just having the biggest release and seeing my mum like channel through. And then through all of that, I then saw my movement and everyone walking forward. And then I had the download of my new group program, like messaging and wording. I'm not joking. This one breath work, it was like, oh, we met the inner child. My mum dropped in. There was then moving to my movement and then the strategy. Like, honestly, if that doesn't give you an insight into my brain with the soul and strategy, I don't know what does, because that's how I describe how my brain works. It's like the soul bit comes in, and then all of a sudden, it's like the strategy just lands. But it was so magical experiencing that with my mum. That happens quite a lot, but like experiencing that with my mum, I'm just moving through all these things that kind of were like all interconnected. And then there was just so many, like, oh my God, the angel numbers I just kept seeing everywhere. Or messages from people being like, there's angel numbers in the back of your video. And I was like, oh my God, didn't even spot that. It was just crazy. But the other thing with this as well, the podcast, which was just the most incredible thing, is the way I experienced like deep, deep flow state through all this was insane. Like, I've never experienced it like this. And this was for the podcast, but before the podcast as well, when I've really been connected to my creative vision and how I'm seeing the podcast, my new group program that's coming out in a few months, and how this is all connected and br really bringing to life this movement. But the flow that came from all the creativity around the podcast. Like, for me, I spoke about this a bit at the start, but for me, it was like the mood board that just flowed, how I wanted it to be seen, how I wanted to feel, the vibe of what felt like a full rebirth of becoming the Soulful CEO movement. I even, when I'm in this place, like embodiment, like through and through, like I even completely redid my office because I was like, I want to step into my office and really feel like I'm being this version of myself. Like, I am her now. It's not waiting for her. Like, I'm here now. So I redid my office. I had the full mood board of like my style, my look, my vibe, like what I knew I was stepping into, and the energy around how I wanted to feel, as well as like what intuitive was more intuitive that kind of came through, was also a little mini rebrand. Because I was so in this place of the mood board was there, the obviously the whole soul part, but now I kind of move a bit more to the strategy loosely. The movement was there, I redid my office, my style, my vibe, like the energy I knew I wanted to bring across, what I knew I was here to embody and then bring out there. A rebrand organically happened because I was owning more of who I am and my movement messaging, the messaging around my movement. I was really owning that. And this kind of shifted a very much of an organic rebrand. And now you'll see on my page, like, even if God, it's been many, many evolutions, but even if you scroll down, there's a little bit of a rebrand that's happened organically. And my messaging all around becoming a soulful CEO, like soul leads, strategy leverages, your power to serve is amplified, being the leader you always needed. Like, you'll see this now all the way through my brand, my stories, because this has all been brewing in the background. This strategy has all been crafted before. But it was almost like having this podcast in that month. It was like really stepping into embodying, making this all, making then the strategy aligned to this. This was all kind of happening organically because it is the way that my brain works in terms of the strategy. It can happen quite organically for me. So a lot of this that was happening was just so incredible. And I look back on reflection and I'm like, holy shit, I ended up doing a office redo, style do. I got my hair done, I got my nails done, I got my did a mini rebrand. It was like a full identity shift, which was not even intentional because I was stepping into this new place, into who I'm becoming as the soulful CEO. But that doesn't mean that there's still me and my identity still moving through. I had the moment when I listened back to my trailer and I was like, holy shit. I was like, fuck, that's it. Like, holy shit. You have become her. I felt the moment of my inner child really be like, shit, like, you have become the leader you always needed. And that is very much where this phrase comes from, become the leader you always needed. It helps you expand into this version of the leader that you always needed. It helps it be real, authentic, and really grounded in who you are versus what anyone else is doing. So when I was literally listening back to this, I was like, my inner child was there, like, hyping me along. Like, you've become the leader you always needed for us. And I really felt that so strongly. And even like sharing my story, like I've shared my story a bit, I'm very open with clients, that sort of thing. You don't always like, I haven't always shared like the depth of it all on Instagram. And really the first episode where I dive into my story, like I fully like didn't hold back. Like everything is in there. And there's some things in there that I hadn't really fully shared that felt even more vulnerable to share. And I had that moment where I was like again, this is part of me becoming the leader I always needed, to not miss out any of the messiness, to go there with the vulnerability, knowing that that vulnerability is really, really powerful to be the soulful CEO. And I had that moment where I was like, damn, like, I'm proud that I went there. I'm so proud that I went there and I didn't skip over any of the messiness because this is who I am. And being the soulful CEO is owning all of those parts. And being in the vulnerability, even when it feels scary or messy, or you feel like you might be met with whatever judgment or whatever, you stand there because you are the leader that you always needed. And you are the leader there for your soul clients who right now are looking for it. So, really embodying that. When I listened to back to the episode around my story, I was like, wow, that makes me proud to actually really embody what I stand for and who I am. That is the thing that makes me most proud beyond anything. Can feel it all. Like, you can feel empowered one moment, and then all the parts come up and talk to you, and they try and keep you small, and they bring you back to where you were. You can be working through all these things and then hit record and feel like you are in your absolute element when you're talking. You can think, oh my God, this sounds really freaking good, like I did with my story as I was listening back and be really proud of who I've become, but then also have like a vulnerability hangover. Like the next few days, when I brought out the podcast, like honestly, I was like, I feel like I like a bit of vulnerability hungover. I was like, I need to just hold myself, I need to wrap my arms around myself, and I just need to sit and be and know that it's okay and create the safety within myself. And this is why Greece came at the perfect time because it really put everything into perspective. But it's okay that you have those feelings. It's okay that you move through it. It's okay that maybe things show up and you didn't think they'd show up like they did with me. But the key here is we need to know ourselves and get to know ourselves, and not just for who we are, because all of you do like deep in the self-discovery doing all of this work. But the big gap I see, and this is the thing I strongly recommend, like just getting so clear on, is who you are here to become as the soulful CEO, because this is your anchor to everything. This is your anchor outside of the stories and the fear and the things that you're working through. This is your anchor. And it's not always going to give you the answer that you want, because it's going to give you the answer that probably feels more scary. It's probably going to be give you the answer that feels more vulnerable, or is outside your comfort zone, or is doing something that you feel like other people aren't doing. So it feels more risky in a sense, but you know that's who you're here to become as a soulful CEO. And that's when you take aligned action, aligned to that. That's when you move in your direction. That's when you grow. That's definitely when you evolve into who you're here to become. You're always going to hear the noise, the stories, whatever stage you're at, whatever level you're at, there's always going to be things to come up. Move from who we're becoming as a soulful CEO. Move from who you're becoming as a soulful CEO. So you've got to get clarity on what that looks like for you. This is how you make the aligned decisions that expand you versus stay and repeat the same cycles. But with all of this, and this is the thing that caught me out, and the thing that was just such a powerful lesson, even when you know who you're becoming, even when you're so clear on what that is, you've still got to give yourself the compassion for where you are, because there is a gap. And that gap, of course, is there because that's your evolution. That's where you're here to expand. And when the version of you becoming the soulful CEO is so clear, what happened to me with the podcast, it was like that was so clear. It was like boom, 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 all the strategy landing, all the things landing. But yet my body was still had to move through that. There was still this stretchy bit in the middle where I had to create the safety in that. There is always going to be that gap. So start befriending that fear. Start seeing that fear or the response from your body. When you know it's aligned, that's the first thing, of course, because it could always be the sign that something's not aligned. So we've got to get clear on that. But assuming it's really aligned to who you're here to become and you're just in this stretchy space, start assuming that, okay, fear's going to show up. Okay, my parts are going to show up. Okay, these other things are going to show up. Okay, I don't know what is going to show up. These things are here to be seen, they're here to be held, they're here to be created space for, because this also is what needs to be worked through to have the tangible outcome. This bit in the middle is what shapes your character. We are so used to having the seeing the group programs, seeing the podcasts, doing the thing, but that's just the tangible thing, right? But that bit before, the bit that you maybe are trying to avoid, to rush to do the thing, the bit that for me felt frustrating, like, oh, I've got to sit with this, I've got to work through this, oh, I just want to do the thing. Those bits in the middle, that is what shapes your character. This is what's needed to shape your character to become that person who has the podcast, who's doing the group programs, to doing that. So start to see this bit in the middle and this fear that's showing up as, wow, this is here because this is the work that I need to do to become the version of myself who has that thing, who's launching that thing, who's doing that thing. Yes, there's a strategy there, but there's also this evolution of your identity as well to shift. And sometimes in this, knowing that's there, yes, we can go deep with it. There's the things to work through, of course. But then there's also the reminder of, you know what? Sometimes it doesn't always have to be that deep. Sometimes it doesn't always have to be that deep. Sometimes we don't have to always overanalyze all of the limiting beliefs and where it's come from and blah, blah, blah. Yes, sometimes we've got to go there. But also, sometimes we can bring more lightness and more joy to the healing. Sometimes we can realize and shift through it and move and then put it on a good freaking tune, shake it out, bring some lightness, bring some joy, go do something fun that actually feels really good. Go do something that really means you embody yourself as CEO. Not another thing that's attached to healing, but something like that your inner child would go love to do. Go do something like that. And we can bring more of this lightness and this playfulness because this is the journey that we want to feel good through. Like, it's not always going to feel good, but where can you bring more lightness to what you're moving through as you shape your character as a soulful CEO? As you start to shift who you are for those externals to drop in. And in this process, give yourself compassion. Give yourself compassion. Catch yourself if you're looking at what other people are doing and you're saying, why does it look easier for them? Or how are they doing that? Catch yourself and know that is just your ego. That is just the stories. That is just the safety. That is just what's trying to keep you safe. Create that safety within yourself. Give yourself the compassion. Ask yourself what you need to feel safe. What do you need to feel safe as you're moving through this? And take the time to create that safety in your body. And sometimes the safety can be as simple as putting on something on the TV that you used to love to watch. Like for me, it's like Friends. Oh my God, I just watched it all through growing up. And for me, Friends, cup of tea, nice little arms around the shoulders. Like, just sometimes it doesn't have to be jumping into another healing personal development thing. Sometimes you can bring the lightness and just bring you back to that more of your inner child. So they're like the big takeaways of this, but know you can have this all. And that's the thing that I want to circle back around and say through this podcast and what I was navigating and what I was moving through. And now that the outcome of the podcast being like, I'm so freaking proud. Now I'm like doing this podcast. I'm like, I'm loving it. I'm loving it. I'm like, this is so vibey. I want to like see your face on the other side of it. Like, I hope you're listening to this, going for walks, like out and about, like coming back from a yoga class. Like, I want to be in your ears when you're like out and about and you're really embodying your soulful CEO. And this brings me so much joy. But I had to move through and navigate, and will still be navigating. I'm sure this will still be things to move through. But this is the biggest thing. Always stay more committed to who you're becoming. For me, I'm so much more committed to soulfully leading the way, knowing and being and fully accepting that this path means I'm choosing to go first. I will always choose to go first, no matter how scary it is, no matter how much fear comes up. I will always choose to go first because becoming the Soulful CEO movement is the journey of becoming, is the journey of evolving and everything you move through to evolve. And me stepping into that is leading the way, showing all sides of becoming the soulful CEO, not just the pretty end picture of how things look when the podcast drops in. All of these things leading up to it, because truly all of this stuff in the middle is the evolution. That is the evolution. This is the journey of the becoming. And this is what we're navigating through to become that soulful CEO to then again move through another cycle. And as this is always cycles, this is why bring the joy to it, bring the lightness to it. Remember who you are, remember who you're becoming, but remember as well to give yourself compassion and know that doing all of this work is so freaking, you are so freaking incredible for doing this work. Not everyone will choose to do this. Not even everyone with a business will choose to do this. Some people might just want the tangible things, and that's fine. But if you're here in this space, you're actually committing to the journey of becoming the soulful CEO as well. And that means the journey of shaping your character, the journey of the many ego deaths, which was what was happening to me, the identity shifts, the things that you're moving through to become that next version of the soulful CEO. And then it continues. So let's bring the joy and bring the lightness, come back to the mantra. It doesn't always have to be that deep. And always our mantra, become the leader you always needed. Become the leader you always needed. That doesn't just mean the tangible things. It also means the compassion, the joy, the fun, the reminding yourself it doesn't have to be that deep. Become the leader you always needed. So, thank you so much for listening. Oh, please let me know when you listen, any takeaways, anything you're moving through. My DMs are always, always open. I would love to hear anything that landed or anything that you feel like now you're going to bring more lightness to, or anything that you were like, holy shit, that eclipse took it all out of me as well. Just please drop into my DMs. I'd love to hear from you. If you did really enjoy this episode, please rate and review. I'm still holding space at the moment for if you review the podcast, you're going to get free access to Evolve, which is my Offer Suite mini mastery mini course. God, such a tongue twister. My Offer Suite mastery mini course. You'll get access to that when you review. So definitely do that. It's an amazing mini course. So I'm going to be holding that for the next week. So jump in, rate and review, and please drop into my DMs and let me know all your takeaways from this episode. Amazing. Well, I hope you enjoyed this. I hope you gave you a little insight behind the scenes, and I will see you on the next episode. Your love, vibes, energy, soul support literally means so much to me. So if you've enjoyed today's episode, please share, review, or rate the podcast because it allows me to reach more soulful CEOs. And if we're not connected over on Instagram, then come over and join the community at we_are_soulful and come and say hey. I'd love to see you there, and I can't wait to see you in the next episode.